Country Bob FM.
Let's do the almanac. This is this date in history. Brittany, are you ready to go? No Neil, so it's just all you. And I'm sure, you know, with you being here all by yourself, you're going to hear some references. As young as you are, you're going to hear some references and some tidbits
that I'm not going to understand.
You're not going to understand at all.
Yeah, it's okay. It's par for
course. Just raise your hand if you don't want to partake.
Okay.
Or take notes so you learn.
I do learn a lot on the Bob Almanac.
Learn a lot on the Bob Almanac. Thursday, April 20th. It's 4:20 today, whatever, if that means something to you. 255 days left to go this year, 110 in. 1832, an act of Congress established Hot Springs National Park. It was the first national park in the United States. Hot Springs, Arkansas. People thought that the hot springs down there and the pools were like medicinal. But I doubt if they... They're probably somewhat... not maybe medicinal, but they're therapeutic, I would imagine. Kind of cool. I've never been there. I know people have been there.
Well, there's some you shouldn't go inside
I
of.
Should have gone over there. I think it's double check. Is that... That's kind of on the western side of Arkansas. I'm familiar with the eastern side. You got your Jonesboro, and I've been to Little Rock, and there's West Memphis and some other towns in on that end of Arkansas. But... never been to Hot Springs. I believe that's more on the western half of Arkansas. But 1832, our first national park. And, of course, there are several more that were established since. 1836, hello, Wisconsin. This was the day that you became a territory. Any of our Wisconsin listeners, 1836, the territory of Wisconsin, created by the U.S. Congress. And they said, we need a land for cheese. And they established Wisconsin. 1853, Harriet Tubman started her Underground Railroad. You've heard about that, and it's a mark in history, helping slaves to the north, helping them to freedom. It wasn't a literal railroad.
A lot of people think that, though.
No,
like, where do you board the Underground Railroad?
It was underground tunnels and you know, going through safe houses and all these places. It was quite intricate, very interesting. And for her work, you know, she is going to be on the $20 bill.
Yes.
2020.
And 2020, they'll have all those in circulation.
2020, it was on this date a year ago that they made that announcement that Harriet Tubman would be replacing President Andrew Jackson. And they announced that on this date, on the date that 1853, Harriet Tubman started the Underground Railroad. 1912, Bram Stoker died. He's the one who gave us Dracula, Transylvania. He based it on Vlad the Impaler. Dracula author Bram Stoker, age 64, 1912. Also 1912, Fenway Park opened on this date. And not just Fenway Park in Boston. It wasn't, and when it opened, it didn't have the Green Monster. They had a big wall there because they had the street. I can't remember the street now. I should know what it is. I can't remember it. But anyway, they have the green wall right there at Fenway. But in the early days, they actually had people sitting in front of the wall, and it was all full of advertisements. It wasn't the Green Monster yet. 1912, Tiger Stadium also opened on this date. Tiger Stadium is no longer around. That has met the wrecking ball. And so two great ballparks opening on this date. At the time, and for the longest time, Comiskey Park was the oldest of the grand ballparks. Wrigley was opened like 1914. I think Comiskey was 2 years before Fenway and Tiger Stadium. 1912, those great ballparks. I hope they never tear down either Fenway or Wrigley. Those would have to stay up forever, kind of like the pyramids. 1961, the FCC approved FM stereo broadcasting.
Yay, it's our day, Jim.
Brittany, I'm sure you know what FM stands for.
I do.
What does?
Actually, maybe I don't.
Frequency.
I don't know.
Frequency modulation. Modulation. Yes, there
you
go.
Got it. I knew it was back in that... the depths of my brain fold somewhere.
More than 80% of all radio listening around the country, 1961. Right now, you're listening to FM. Unless you're listening to 106.1 HD1, which is actual digital signal, which is new. We're going to talk more about digital in a little bit. 1972, the manned lunar module from Apollo 16 landed on the moon. It was the second to last manned moon landing. Apollo 16, there would be an Apollo 17. Then after that, we'd be done. Back in 72. 1989, talking about digital, and now let's talk about television. High-definition TV. Scientists actually was scientists. It wasn't some guy at RCA or Zenith or Curtis Mathis. It was some scientist that actually tested high definition. 1989.
Wow. Well, that's a lot earlier than I thought it'd be.
An HD TV back then was $2.1 million. Nobody's going to afford it unless you're Richie Rich. High definition TV, 1989. Wow. Everybody has that. Everybody has HD TV now. And if you don't, I was just thinking about that the other day, watching the Wild game on my nice big screen. I'm going, how in the world did I watch it? You know, we had a 12-inch black and white in the kitchen, and then our TV in the living room was only 25 inches. And now I've got a 50-incher, and it was 25. One of the consoles, it looked like it was a piece of furniture, you know, with the wood casing.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe. How did we get through that?
Sometimes it's way too much, I think, the HD. That's, like, so realistic now that you can see people's, like, pores and stuff.
Well, they've got the new, called, the 4K, and they've got the curved screen. It's just another way to get in your pocket. Every couple of years, you
focus
need a new TV.
Focus too much on, like, blemishes.
And we love our TV, though. What would we do without it?
Yeah.
Radio's better, though. 1992, we lost one of the funniest men in all of comedy, and they loved him. He was an English and a British treasure. He was Benny Hill.
A nudist from Notting Hill Gate was pushed into a pond by his mate, and a tiddler swam by, and he said with a sigh, "Will you look what they're using for bait?"
Do you remember Benny Hill?
My grandma used to watch a lot of British comedy.
Oh, your grandma liked Benny Hill. Okay.
So,
I would have loved him. He's kind of skirting that line of being funny and being a dirty old man, to be honest.
Those are the best guys.
British comedian Benny Hill died. He was 67. We also, in 99, Benny Hill died in 92. Also in 99, we lost Hall of Fame ventriloquist. I don't know if there is a ventriloquist Hall of Fame, but if there is, he should be in it. Senior Wences. Senior Wences died at the age of 103.
Wow, that is a good run.
He lived to be 103 years old.
Holy
cow. And the guy that does the turtle from America's Got Talent, they're in the Ventriloquist Hall of Fame. Also in 99, and on a serious note, let's go to the newsroom.
Yeah. Police say 14 people may be injured after shots, explosions, and a fire were reported at suburban Denver's Columbine High School. Witnesses said two or more students started the attack at lunch period. SWAT teams went in to rescue possible hostages.
The shooting at Columbine High School, teenage gunmen opened fire on students and teachers, Littleton, Colorado.
Remember that one vividly.
And that's another one where you remember what you were doing when you heard about it, and then you watch the coverage, you know, hours and hours of coverage on this date, 1999. Let's move on to birthdays today. He was the swashbuckling helmsman on the Starship Enterprise. He was captain and then eventually lieutenant and sergeant, and I'm sure at one point in time he was an ensign. We're talking about Hikaru Sulu, George Takei. He's 80 today.
In range?
Not yet, sir.
Come on.
She'll fly apart. Fly apart then.
Yeah, he's got to be there to help Captain Kirk. That's from Star Trek VI. The Undiscovered Country.
And he might be 80 today, but he has a serious social media following.
He's crazy. He's big.
I don't know if it's actually him doing all of that, but he has a ton of followers on social media.
Well, he flies the Enterprise for the other team, so he's been very open about that. George Takei, or Takei, is 80 today. Happy birthday to him. How about some music? Johnny Tillotson.
I tremble in lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there.
Johnny Tillotson is 78. Poetry in Motion. It Keeps Right On a Hurtin', among other songs. That was Talk Back, Trembling Lips. A guy by the name of Ernie Ashworth had a big country hit, the country version of that song. Happy birthday to him. He's 78. Actor Ryan O'Neal. So Fine, The Main Event, Love Story, Paper Moon. He is 76 today. He's also well known for his longtime relationship with Farrah Fawcett. They never got married. They were just partners, common law. Ryan O'Neal, 76 today. Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach, best known for his coaching reign at Florida with the Gators. He is 72 today. Tried his hand in the NFL with the Washington Redskins. It didn't go well. And now he's telling us how much he loves Dr. Pepper. Steve Spurrier, 72 today. Jessica Lange, she's a Minnesotan.
Oh, love her.
Honest, I can't. When I was 10 years old, they took me up in the Empire State Building and I got sick in the elevator.
Uh-oh. The big ape is smitten. He is smitten.
Put me down!
Of course, she would grow to love King Kong. Jessica Lange is 68, probably her best known role. She was also in Tootsie, Blue Skies, American Horror Story.
Yeah, I know her from American Horror Story. And did you know Caitlyn Jenner always gets, or she always gets mistaked for Caitlyn Jenner, too?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
takes unfortunate. As a compliment, though.
They have similar bone structure. They have similar bone structure. I could see that. Jessica Lange, born in Cloquet, I believe, and then she lived for the longest time. I don't know if she still has, but she had a place on the river in Stillwater. Jessica Lange, 68 today. The brother of Ron Howard, Clint Howard.
Fire! Fire, Ben!
On Gentle Ben, late 60s show. We used to watch that all the time, although it was in syndication and reruns when we watched it. Dennis Weaver flying through the Everglades on that airboat. Boy, if there's a rainy day someday, I'm going to go on YouTube and watch old episodes of Gentle Ben. Clint Howard, the younger brother of Ron Howard. He also had some pretty funny appearances in the Austin Powers movies. Remember that? They're tracking things on radar, and there's a little bit of innuendo and double entendre.
Always.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to Clint Howard. He's 58 today. Andy Serkis, if it's motion capture in the movies, he's doing it. He's having a birthday today. He's 53.
Precious.
There he is Gollum, the very lovable and squeezable and huggable Gollum, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you know
of
the character.
Yeah, of
Hobbit,
course.
Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
He is Caesar in the Planet of the Apes movies, the most recent ones. And he is playing Supreme Commander Snoke in the newest round of Star Wars movies. Force Awakens, Last Jedi. You will see him playing that role as well. Andy Serkis, 53. Crispin Glover, 53.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off.
Uh-oh, it's Biff. Look out. Oh, no.
I think you got the wrong car, McFly.
Got the wrong car, McFly.
George, help me, please.
Just turn around, McFly, and walk away.
Is he going to?
Are you deaf, McFly? Close the door.
I think he's going to grow a pair here.
Yep.
No, Biff.
Oh, I've seen this movie.
You leave her alone.
Crispin
the butterfly
Glover.
Effect moment of that whole series right there.
You are right on the money. You know
some
your time travel.
Back to the Future series is one of my favorites.
Alternate timelines.
I was hoping you were going to use that little clip for him.
The space-time continuum. Saw him on Letterman once, and he was a little weird.
Yeah, well.
He's 53 today.
Now don't stop.
Country singer Wade Hayes. He's got hits like Old Enough to Know Better, The Day She Left Tulsa in a Chevy. And this one is Don't Stop. Wade Hayes, happy birthday, 48. Actor Shamar Moore, if you're a fan of The Young and the Restless or Criminal Minds, 47 today. Carmen Electra, one of the great actresses of our time. I think one of the first ladies of the American cinema here in the new millennium. Carmen Electra is 45, Starsky and Hutch, date movie, some of her cameos. Happy birthday, Carmen Electra, 45 today.
Whoa!
Yeah, this guy.
Whoa!
Joey Lawrence from Blossom, famous for this one line.
Whoa!
It's not even a line, it's a word. It's whoa, it's Joey Lawrence, 41. And Carlos Valdez is 28. If you watch the Flash show on the CW, you got Flash. He plays Vibe, a.k.a. Cisco.
Okay.
And I think I got it queued up here, maybe not.
I've done a few calculations. You need to consume an amount equal to roughly 850 tacos, unless we're talking cheese and guac, which is like a whole other set of equations.
It is. There's Cisco along. You know, the Flash has quite the... he's got to eat a lot.
Well, he's
you know
doing
why.
A lot.
Right. He's got to work, and he's going fast, and his metabolism is unbelievable. Carlos Valdez is 28 today. Now, your turn with Gone But Not Forgotten.
Okay, so we're going to jump back to 1882. U.S. Marine Corps General Holland Howlin' Mad Smith born on this day, like I said, 1882. He was a general during World War II and also one of the first people awarded with a Purple Heart Medal. His nickname was given to him by his troops in the Dominican Republic in 1916. And also, he is sometimes called the father of modern U.S. amphibious warfare, which does not mean releasing, like, killer frogs on someone.
But sometime in the future, killer frogs might come in, train dolphins to go retrieve, what do you call those things? Torpedoes.
Like I was going to say like beach balls. But that's more of a SeaWorld thing.
Beach balls are very dangerous too.
Right. Anyway, moving along. Former Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, born on this day, 1889. We can gloss over that one.
We don't need to mention anything.
Jazz great Lionel Hampton, born on this day in 1908. And he actually...
I believe that's Johnny Otis singing along with Lionel Hampton. Got that swing. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing, baby.
It's good stuff.
It don't mean a thing.
Sound like you had a tidbit on Lionel Hampton.
He actually made it to age 94, so he had a really good run. He passed away in 2002. So he was a vibraphonist, which is kind of fun, pianist, percussionist, and band leader, and actor, actually.
Played a mean xylophone, too.
Yeah, he did. Just give that rhythm in. All right, moving along, another jazz great, Tito Puente, born 1923, often credited as the musical pope and the king of Latin music. And he had a 50-year-long career, and you might have seen him at some point along the lines on Sesame Street.
I did.
Yeah, and he also guest starred as a voice on The Simpsons as well.
You haven't lived until you've seen Snuffleupagus do the mambo, because I think that's what they did on that episode.
Yeah, that would be a sight to be seen. Tito Puente, born on this day, 1923. Also born on this day, actor James Gammon, born in 1940.
Of course, one of my favorite baseball managers of all time, but he never actually managed an actual game.
All right, Vaughn, they tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Understood?
Oh, there he is. Right, managing the ne'er-do-well Indians in the movie Major League.
And he was in Major League 2 as well.
He was in Urban Cowboy. I'm watching Urban Cowboy. I think he was one of the bouncers at Gilly's. And I go, oh, whoa, there's Lou Brown from Major League. Thinking about roughing up John Travolta. We don't want that.
Yeah, no.
Forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him the heater.
I know him as he did a couple of voices in The Iron Giant as well, an animated movie in the 90s.
Well, there you go.
Born on this day, James Gammon, born 1940. Also, actress Edie Sedgwick, born on this day in 1943, and she was best known as starring in a number of films by Andy Warhol in the 1960s and was kind of the it girl.
Oh, she was known.
Yeah, she was known as the girl of the year in 1965, and she died at age 28, and this was under some weird circumstances, too. So she was at a party one night, and she got drunk. She called her husband to come pick her up, and she actually said at the time that she was questioning their marriage, he gave her some pills to help her sleep that night, and by the morning she was dead. So
seems fishy.
Yeah, I mean, if that sort of a thing happened now, I feel like there would have been quite a big hoopla about that. But either way, she died at age 28. Edie Sedgwick, born on this day, 1943. And finally, today, another singer, rhythm and blues singer Luther Vandross. Here and now,
I promise to love faithfully. He passed away very young, too.
Yeah, he was like 54. He had a slew of medical issues going on, I was reading about.
That's his big hit from 89, 90, somewhere in there, called Here and Now. How did I know that? Because he said Here and Now.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
He was born on this day in 1951, and he did backup vocals for a lot of big names like Bette Midler, Diana Ross, Barbara Streisand, Donna Summer, just to name a few. And they're all gone, but they're not forgotten.
The Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Good job, Brittany. How do you think you did?
Decent. And by the way, Hot Springs National Park is on the east, southeast-ish of Arkansas.
Oh, it is.
Arkansas.
Okay, southeast. I'm going to have to visit there someday. Here's Don Williams now, back into the music. It's the Bob Morning Show. Happy Thursday.
Back in my young